mobile monitoring.
Kilo Zip 4 Mike.
Time of day, KI4DOS.
Calling KN4LBO away from Wally World in Simpleville.
I guess that's a good thing to be doing. At least you're not going to Wally World.
I've been there. She was in there looking for my mom and mother's date card and such and such. A man should not brush a female in public. And I thought she was going to draw down on me.
So be careful, she's liable to do just that now. But I don't know. You going over to the gun show tomorrow?
I've got so much to do. I've been gone out of town all week. Spending time with my dad. I just got back yesterday and all of my honeydews didn't get done while I was gone.
That was more important than the honeydews. Don't let her know that I said that, but I don't want to get my head bashed in. But I got out and got most of my yard work done and all that sort of stuff done today, so I think I'm going to go over there with my youngest son and my daughter-in-law for a little while in the morning. And see what's going on. And I want to look for something. I don't know if I'll find it or not, but we'll find out when we get over there, I guess.
Gary, I think she's got her radio on. I think she just didn't say nothing to you. I'm too close to her to copy her, but I think she's got her radio on up there. She's probably listening to you, steaming.
Break, Gary, in case she wants to say something. Sharon, if you got yours on, good afternoon there, young lady. I hope you don't have to work too hard tomorrow.
Tune to you, sir. I had actually just turned it on. I fix say, how are you doing today? KM4LBO.
I'm doing real good. Glad you finally turned it on. hope you didn't hear all them things we were saying, because me and Tom both be in trouble.
Never, I know better than that.
Mode.
Hey, around, Tom.
Either way.
Joey's been grooming a dog today, the inside dog, which is got real long hair and all of that. I've been out cutting the grass, and she didn't feel like cooking, so I'm riding over here to the restaurant, and she wanted a flounder plate, so I'm going to go in here and get us something to eat, and I'll be back in a minute.
We will be motoring down the road. We'll get you on the flip side. KZ for him. For LBO, do you not want to talk to me? KZ for him.
I'll talk to you, Tom, KI4DOS Mobile.
She come in here was because she heard you.
I know the problem is he's a little too close. We're a little too close together on the interstate. KM4LBO.
A little bit there, Tom. She said you was too close.
Fine.
They're down a little bit.
After a while back.
Good Mother's Day cards out there over at Wally World.
Negative, and that's something we have got to do. We were talking about that earlier. My mother's art is deceased, but Tom's is not, so we've got to find something special for a very special lady. I got your Mother's Day card purchased.
I'm going to get her the same thing I got her last year, which is nothing. But and my mom and her mom both have passed, so she's the only one I have to worry about. And the children are planning something for her, so I'll just go in with them.
Good, then.
Quick, they already had your flounder ready for you?
Drew.
Exactly. exactly what we're doing for dinner tonight. First thing we got to do is get rid of these groceries, and then I got to go buy a new floor jack. Blew my fuels out of my jack, and I've got some brake work I got to do on my truck.
You can come up to the house and borrow mine if you want to.
I really do, but I've been needing to buy one for a while now, and I just, I've worked around it, but I'll tell you what, I'm not using a bottle jack to jack that truck up again. It just takes way too long.
That old Gabriel, KV4NC, blew a tire. He and his wife and the baby were out riding where they had gone to make a purchase, and they did, and they were on their way home and blew a tire. He called me and asked me if I could come rescue him. I said, yeah. I went down there and got him and his wife and child and carried them back home. Then we went to the junkyard and found a tire and rim and got back down there to his truck, and he didn't have a jack in there. So I took the one out of the car. And I didn't think he was going to pick his that big old Dodge truck up, but it finally did. We got him rolling, and I still got to get back there in the back, put all that stuff back under the cover where it goes.
Old jack I've been using for mowers and the Murano and things, and I used it occasionally on the big truck, which I shouldn't have. It stressed it every time I used it, and I finally blew the seals out on it.
Well, you use what you got, but if I were going to go buy another a floor jack, I wouldn't get one of them big steel ones like I got. I'd get me an aluminum one, so it wouldn't be quite so heavy.
Well, but Arbor Freight hadn't put them aluminum racing jacks back on sale yet. That's what I want, but that gone. This thing's a lot more expensive.
It does come into play in a lot of cases, and they are more expensive, but I tell you, the difference in the weight... Mine, I don't know. That sucker is heavy. I bought it. Where did I buy it? I got it up in Statesville, North Carolina, at Sam's. And you talking about heavy now. Golly, I bet that thing weighs 45 pounds or more.
Daddy and I come through there yesterday, coming back. I went up there and picked him up, and we drove down to his beach house so we could mow the yard and turn the air conditioner on and clean up and get everything ready for anybody who wants to go down and enjoy it. And, of course, you know, you never go down there and not have to work on something. So we had to work on the heat pump and had to work on the refrigerator and had to work on the water heater. Had to put the gutter back up or the corner of the gutter come down. And yeah, we came back yesterday, and he decided that he wanted to go through the woods, and we ended up going up through Statesville. That's not too awful far from where they live at.
Glad y'all had fun and with all of that. And yes. Hang on a minute. Now we'll enjoy the beach house later in the summertime. Joy's wanting to go to the beach, but I told her, I said, I don't care nothing about the beach, but if you want to go, I'll take you.
It's been holding for, I guess, thought it was like a 92 or 93. Neat little farming community. I go down there. All I do is ride around on the golf cart and cook. You get some of the best produce down there you can find. I think it's that sandy soil. I don't know what it is, but I always load up on the produce every time I go down there.
Hear about that fresh produce. I go out to the garden and get that, but, you know, it's a lot of work getting it ready and planting it and watching it grow, but I really enjoy the vegetables when they start coming in. Of course, I don't plant everything that there is out there, but what we eat a lot, that's what I plant. And well, matter of fact, we still eat green beans and corn and okra and stuff like that from last year. Joy took some zucchini squash and froze it, and she wanted steaks on the grill the other night. I said, okay. Asked her, I said, we got any of them zucchini left? She said, yeah, she got those out, let them thaw out, and marinated the steaks. And she said, you want a baked potato? I said, no. When we got through eating, I told her, I said, I couldn't have ate a baked potato with that steak and all that zucchini.
Get us a garden going and get everything up and running, but I want to find me a tractor first. I got a whole lot of tilling, and the tiller we got older than Methuselah, and I don't even know if that thing can crank. I probably got to rebuild the carb on it before I could ever get it cranked up. We got a little late start, but we did propagate some pear trees. We got about 36 pear trees that we propagated, and they're covering up the kitchen table. You can't sit down at the table. So I'm waiting for them to get strong enough where I can put them out.
Well, I hope you get them out. I hope they do real well. Let me know sometime. Fell apart my trailer. I don't have a trailer right now, but I got a tractor with a turn plow on it, and we can get together and drag the tractor down there, and we can turn you a garden spot up.
That I really do. Ricky said he'd come down and do it for me. I got several friends of tractors that said they'd come do it, but I just hate to rely on somebody, and half of them refuse to take any money and they come do something for you, so I really don't like to call them and ask them for anything.
There you go. I don't know what kind of tractor you're looking for, but I'll keep my eyes open. I run by them all the time. I bought mine at John Deere. They had that 0% financing for 5 years. And I said, shoot, I'll just use their money instead of mine. It worked out real well. It's we added a little to the payments, when they were due, and it paid off early. So it's paid off, and I don't have to worry about it. But it's got a little Yanmar diesel engine in it, and it'll turn some dirt up.
Well, I'm not particular on any brand. I've looked at John Deere and Kubota. I went by the Yanmar place, and that's where I'm leaning the most. I went to Case, Almontro, Coyote. I've looked at a little bit of everything. You just can't find one used anywhere. Heck, people left as much as what you get for a new one. I didn't realize tractors held the value that well, but only thing is I want a front end loader because I'm tired of having to pick stuff up all the time.
What I got on mine, I had to put a front end. Well, it had a front end loader on it when I looked at it. But it had a belly pan, that's what I call it. It had the lawnmower blade underneath the center of it. I told them, I said, I don't want that. I got a riding lawnmower. And they said, well, this one will do everything that one will. I said, they'd say it wouldn't do it. I said, I don't need it. And I said, but I want a turn plow. And they said, well, and they looked up the price on it, and they said the turn plow is a little more expensive than the lawnmower pan. And I said, well, you eat the extra few dollars? And they thought a minute and went and talked to somebody else and came back. He said, yeah, we'll sell it to you for the same price. I said, good, when can you bring it over to the house?
Good deal. Well, I'm getting down here right around these radio towers, and for some reason, the propagation down here is horrible. So I'm probably with the division here just for a second. So, but it was good talk to you, Mr. Carey. I probably won't get to see you testing next time. I'm going to be out of town. But I'll probably catch you in, June, I guess. But you have a good one. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. And you guys enjoy your supper. And we'll catch you a little bit later. If you need me for anything, you give me a yell. KZ4M Mobile.
You and Sharon have a safe trip on to the house. Enjoy the QSO. And like I said, if you get ready to fix your garden up, give me a holler. I'll bring the tractor down. And that front end loader, I tell you, if you buy a tractor, get one with a front end loader, you will love it. it takes up so much, of your heavy lifting and stuff, whether it be logs or rocks or dirt or anything else, it pays for itself in a hurry. But y'all have a great evening, what's left of it. Again, y'all be careful on the way to the house, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it. 73. KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile. For DOS, K4OIM. Hey, from the beach, KI4DOS Mobile.
Spend much time down there. We got there about 2 o'clock Wednesday evening and checked into the motel, went down on the strip. Man, that place ain't nothing like it used to be. If you go to the beach, don't take no money. Everything is credit card, debit cards. The video arcades, you put your debit card in and get so many credits, and you go to pay for your food and all, and they do not take cash. But we went out to eat down there at Merle's Inlet and was on the way back to the room, and I got a phone call from my sister. They had found my nephew up here in Inman, 37 years old, dead.
I hate to hear that. Man, that is young. I hate it for you. You had to cut your little trip short and all of that because of that. And I saw you on Echo Link Wednesday night. I kept asking you, trying to get you to check in, but I don't guess you could. It was working real good or something. I don't know. There might have been something wrong with the Echo Link, but I did see you pop up on the screen.
Trying to check in, and I heard you keep calling back, and for some reason, but it had a bunch of static on it down there, and we had done paid for the room, and we didn't have to leave till 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and they wasn't nothing I could do back here for my sister then. And we took my grandson, it was his 5th birthday, out there on the beach. And I'm sitting there on the ground on the beach towel, and I thought it was the circulation in my legs and all bothered me. And it was like my butt was vibrating. And I looked at my daughter and I said, "Hun, something's wrong." I didn't bring all of my medication with me. And she said, "What is it, Daddy?" I said, "It feels like I'm sitting on a vibrator." And she said, she got out of her chair and sat down, said, "Mine too, what's going on? Is it a tsunami or something coming?" And after we got home, come to find out, there was an 8.3 earthquake several miles out off the coast of Myrtle Beach, and we were feeling aftershocks, Jerry.
I'm glad it was that and not something medical there, Walt. that would be a weird feeling. I've been through a couple of earthquakes. We felt one here at the house, but when we lived out in California, they were a little more frequent. We had 3-4 of them while we were out there. And I don't like it when the ground starts moving like that, but anyway, that's what that is. But Walt, I'm going to make this my last one. I have arrived back here at the house. I'm going to take our supper in. I went out and got supper for me and Joy this evening because she wanted a flounder plate, and she's been grooming a dog, and I've been cutting the grass. So I'm going to go in here and sit down and eat my supper. Y'all have a great evening over what's left of it. Hope to hear you on the net here in just a little while. Probably the sideband net and the 2-meter net. But you take care there, young man, and
give your sister our condolences on her son. I hate that for you. I really do. If there's anything we can do, let us know. J4OIM, KI4DOS.
Good talking to you. I took my little Yaesu HT down there, but I did not take the repeater book, so I couldn't get into any of the repeaters down there. I heard some guys talking, and I didn't have the PL tone to get into the repeaters. And, yeah, good talking to you, Gary. Trying to get my mind off of a few things, and I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be listening for you on the net. Look on your phone, go to the app store. There's a free app for the repeater book. It's free, and you can download that to your phone, and then you'll have it everywhere you go. I will do that right now. 7-3s, Gary. 7-3, Walt. Talk to you later. KI4DOS, mobile clear. I am clear.